Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Hello and welcome. It's that time again. It's Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James. A big welcome from early morning in Canberra here in Australia. And yeah, I say it's that time again because this used to be a Freudian slip there. It used to be a weekly show. It used to come out every Monday night or every Tuesday morning, wherever you are, or Monday afternoon, wherever you are in the world listening to this show. But we are running a fortnightly show, this Conversations with Spirit, at the moment, only because the commitment on my part, having to get up at 6 o'clock every Tuesday morning to put this show out, it's a bit draining for me at the moment with the schedule that I'm running on. I'll give you an example why. Sunday morning, I didn't get to sleep until probably about 4 a.m. I'd come out of a TV studio at about 2:30 a.m. in the morning. So it's a little bit draining at the moment for me, so that's why it's fortnightly. But we will be going back to a weekly show. Now, anybody who has not heard about me or wants to know more about me, Matthew James, please go over to my website, which is www.MatthewJamesMedium.com, and it is Matthew with two T's. I know I've got a lot of clients who say they can't find my website on the internet. It's because they only put one T in Matthew. It's going to be two T's in Matthew. I do what I'm calling, terming long distance readings. I do Skype readings for people, UK, US, Europe, basically anywhere I can do a Skype reading. And the details of how to connect with me via Skype is actually on the website. I do PayPal, prepay, and it is all there basically on my website. I am also have a presence on Facebook as well. I've got a public figure page, Matthew James Medium, and if you put www.facebook.com/MJ Medium, and MJ Medium's in capital letters, it will take you over to the public figure page, or of course just put Matthew James Medium in the search engine and it will take you to the public figure page. On the public figure page, I do post something that I call psychic visions, where it's a little bit of an exercise where I put a photograph up and I've pre-selected an area on the photograph and you have got to psychically tune in and tell me where on that photograph I have selected. And all the winners, each exercise then goes into a draw. At the end of the month, I am then offering two free intuitive numerology analysis charts to the lucky winners, and I'm keeping this feature basically runs out at the end of the month, but already we've probably got about 30 people in the draw. So that's just one of the features on the public figure page. I've got a fantastic guest this evening. He's morning for me rather. Just forgive me for being a little bit dopey. Just forgive me, it is 6 or 7 in the morning and I've only had one black coffee up to now, so I'm still a little bit weary. But yeah, I've got a fantastic guest who's been on the show a few weeks back. That's Alex Bailey. He's from the UK. He's a fantastic platform medium. We will be talking to Alex very shortly. I've got a few new ideas for the show that I'm going to be running by everybody in today's show. And I've got a bit of an itinerary. I've got a tablet up here with an itinerary run. So anyone who listened to the Matthew James Medium Hour last Wednesday night, our time, Australian Eastern Standard Time, will know that nothing goes to plan when Matthew puts things down on an itinerary. But I am planning an Ask Your Questions section. And the idea is that if you go on the chat room or you go onto the events page for the Conversations with Spirit, the events page on Facebook can be found at the public figure page or anybody who knows me on Facebook, and put your questions in there. And we will attempt to run through those questions and answer them for you. I've also got a slot which I basically called Conversations with Alex Bailey for this. I don't know whether to say this morning, this afternoon, or this evening show, because it's applicable to wherever you are. So I'm actually going to, if I say this morning show, I'm referring to where I am in the world. So that's going to make it easier. You just take out morning and you put whether it's afternoon, evening, or whatever. So on this morning show, round about in about 15 minutes time, I'm going to be running conversations with Alex Bailey, and we will be doing a bit of an interview with Alex, and we will be having a bit of a banter like we did last time round. And I must let everybody know, if you do hear parrots in the background, if you hear a parrot in the background, don't think that you are hearing things, or don't think that there is a ghost Parrott coming through on the show. It's my guest, Alex Parrott, just saying hello to everybody. He's likely to get very animated, I believe, and if he gets fed, he does start squawking. So if you hear a parrot in the background, just relax. It's part and parcel of the show. So, yeah, you will hear a parrot from time to time. So where were we? Let's have a look. Welcome and rundown on today's show. Oh, yeah. I was going to do a feature of my week this week, a rundown on where I've been and what I've done this week. But I don't want to excessively bore everybody. I mean, I was I regularly go on a TV studio. I do psychic TV here in Australia. I was on the show Friday night, Saturday night, and we take live calls, basically text messages, voice messages, and also photographs, and we do live readings on TV. Plus, we're available for phone readings in the booth once we've done our little slot. And I'm actually back on the show Thursday night, Friday night. Now, anybody anywhere can actually watch the show. You don't have to be in Australia, because Psychic TV does actually have a website, and it does actually have a player that is internet streamable, so you can actually watch it live on the internet. And I will be advertising Psychic TV, and anyone wants to actually watch me on Psychic TV, and you are in the UK or you're in Australia, in America, there's no problem. You can actually do that, and you can watch some of the other awesome studio guests that we've got. Anybody who's interested in watching Psychic TV, it's www.psychictv.com.au. So that's www.psychictv.com.au. And the time of the show, which is Australian Eastern Standard Time, is 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. And it runs Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And some of Australia's top psychics and mediums do actually appear on the show, and it is well worth a watch. Anybody in America and the UK, this is obviously will be a new thing for you, but I do believe that the UK does have similar shows that do run. But anybody who does actually want to watch me, Matthew James, on live TV, do come over onto the internet and do watch Psychic TV, because I'm on Thursday night and Friday night. So that's Psychic TV. Now, what I'm going to actually do, I will be taking some live calls, and we do have a number of people in the switchboard already. I'll just say hi to area code 310, hi to area code 470, and hi to area code 410. I will be taking some live calls a little bit later on the show. I will be doing some live readings with you. So please bear with me. I'm trying a new format on Conversations with Spirit. I get bored with doing the same thing over and over again. This is why I'm sort of putting a little bit of fresh ideas into Conversations with Spirit. Anybody who does want to actually call in and risk getting a live reading, a live snapshot reading with me on air, and I say risk because I do tend to be blunt. I do tend to pull things out of the hat as far as information goes, and it can be a little bit of a torture chamber for some people. No, I shouldn't say that, really. I'm just blunt as anything, and I don't know what I'm going to say until I actually link with people in the spirit world. Please come over to the show on area code 760 283 4611. That's if you're in the US. I believe that's a US number. I do believe it comes out of Michigan, which is where Blog Talk Radio airs from. So it's area code 760-283-4611. I just want to just go over to the chat room and say hi to a few people in there. I want to say hi to Pam. I want to say hi to Wiki. I want to say hi to Ollie. Hi to Patty. Who else do we have in there? Hi to Jane. You all in the chat room. I'm just saying hi to you in there. I see that there's some questions being put in there. which we will get ourselves round to. Also, on the public figure page, is there any questions? Not yet. But in the events page, yes, we have got some questions in there. And I'm planning to get round to the questions round about 7 a.m. my time. So that'll be about 10 p.m. UK time. So we will get to those questions. Now, the first thing I'm actually going to do is we're going to have a quick music break. And then when I come back from the music break, I am then going to bring on to the show my fantastic guest, Alex Bailey. And we will be obviously having an awesome conversation like we did last time round. So we'll be back in about 5 minutes after A Wind of Change.
Thank you.
Okay, you are listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm Matthew James. I'm your host. I've got a fantastic guest, like I mentioned before, who's coming on to the show. It's Alex Bailey. He is in the hot seat. He's in the guest seat. He doesn't quite know what we're going to talk about this evening. It's evening for his time. To tell you the truth, I don't know either. I haven't a script. I haven't got any questions when I'm going to ask him. It's going to be completely ad hoc, so to speak. We're just going to basically ad lib. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Do you, Alex? Do you know what we're going to talk about, Alex? You're a psychic. You should know. Hello, Alex.
I'm not that good, mate. I tend to think I never write scripts for anything if I have to do a talk in my day job. Never write a script, never plan it, never wrote a wedding speech when I got married. Just stood up for what will be, what says, said. And I always find that's the best way to play anything, really.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So, It's just going to be, I think we're just going to have ourselves a bit of a laugh today. I mean, that's what it is. Laughter is the best medicine, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Alex, do you want to just let everybody know, just quickly, who Alex Bailey is? And also, here's a good chance to be able to plug your website on the live radio as well. So, if you just want to let everybody know who you are and what you do, Alex.
I'm Alex Bailey. I'm a working medium. I've been doing some guest slots with Colin Fry, which I'm seriously blessed to be able to do. Local spiritualist churches, and my website is www.alexbailey.co.uk, and Bailey is spelt B-A-Y-L-E-Y. It's one of those things that everybody says, oh, I can't find you, because they've spelt it B-A-I, but it's B-A-Y-L-E-Y.
I'm just thinking, does Alex do Skype readings? Are you available for Skype readings? Because we've got a lot of American listeners, and they're going to be intrigued, and I can guarantee that our American listeners will be going over to your website. So will you be available for Skype readings? Do you do Skype readings?
I've never done a Skype reading in my life. I've never tried, so I could surprise myself, but I don't think online or Skype reading would be something that would be my thing. I like to have a connection with someone.
So you you like a face-to-face, do you, Alex?
I like it face-to-face, yeah.
That's no problem.
I've known people that can do it on the net or something like that, but I feel I prefer to be face-to-face.
Now this is the thing, Alex, isn't it, with this wonderful industry that we're in. I mean, really, no two mediums are exactly the same, and we're all unique, and we all integrate our own personality or our own personal take on spiritual matters, don't we? We're all unique.
Yeah, I think we all work differently. As you said, we're all unique. It's horses for courses. What one person is absolutely excellent at, the next one isn't, but they're good at something else. And it's like you can get a person I feel that you do a reading for, and one medium can read for that person very easily, can connect with their loved ones on the other side. And another one will come along and think, I can't read for you. I can't. It's just not happening. Well, I think sort of when spirit comes through, it's a bit like the internet, a bit like giving someone a computer that's never worked one. Some people can be shown it once, get through straight away. And I think it's spirit's connection with that medium. Some spirits connect with that medium better than they perhaps would with another medium.
That's correct. I mean, it is this scenario that you've got to be able to communicate with or understand the person who's in front of you. And I know it's physically impossible to be able to read absolutely everyone on the planet. And a lot of it is down to personality, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's also, some people just close. You know, they want a reason, they're afraid or whatever, or they're quite negative and they just close, and that makes it really, really hard. But personally, myself, I know that I'm actually quite a hard person to read for. When I've ever sat in circle with someone and the person's had a go and they've done really, really well, I've had to say to them, you have done well, because I know I'm not the person on this girl to read for.
I know, you find that a lot, don't you, that us mediums are difficult to read. I've often wondered why is it that one medium can't read another medium, or people can't tune into some of us mediums. What do you reckon it is, Alex? Do you reckon it's that we're kind of protected from the spirit world, or what do you reckon it is?
A friend once said to me, and it kind of makes sense. He said, "What's making it harder for people to spiritually connect and read for you now, get spirit connection for you, is you don't need it. You don't need the proof. You don't need, you just don't need it anymore. So they're not coming through for you because you don't need them anymore. And maybe you had a point. I don't know. But it's possible. I don't need the proof. I know what I believe. I don't need the proof anymore of life after death. So they're off doing their own thing now, my family."
So you do gallery readings, and I say gallery readings because of our American listeners, which obviously for the UK and for here in Australia, it's a platform which it's stand-up, where you stand up in front of an audience. Just as far as like nerves are concerned before a show, or as far as when you're on stage, what are you like for nerves, Alex?
I do get nervous or anxious. I'm not going to say I don't. But people know me, kind of, always sort of say, "Oh, you don't show it when you're up there." But I do. But I've learned something which is quite interesting, that it doesn't matter whether it's 12 old ladies sitting there that you look out at and say, "Oh, I've got to fill an hour and a half with them," or an audience of 900, the nerves have a threshold and they don't get any worse than that. So I know that every performance, the nerves are exactly the same. I know which way they're going to take me. I know how they're going to make me feel, and I know it doesn't get worse. And then you go out there, as soon as you're out there and you're introduced and you start working, and as soon as you've got your first link, I forget them. They're just gone.
So
it's just, I suppose, a matter of trust, and they're just gone.
When are you next doing a platform show, Alex? When just let people in the UK know. Obviously, there's going to be people that know you, and there's going to be listeners in the UK who are probably eager to come and see you. What's your next church, or when's your next live show in the UK, Alex?
It's for the guest slot in Bognor Regis with Colin Fry tomorrow.
You're on with Colin tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're in Bognor Regis. God, I don't even remember setting foot in Bognor. I don't think I ever went to Bognor. Did I go to Bognor Regis? I probably did sometime in my life. But so where is it, Alex, and what time is it?
It's sold out. Fortunately, I suppose. I was going to say unfortunately then. But fortunately, it's sold out. It's I think it's 7:30 start, and it's in West Sussex.
Cool. How does it work? Do you go on first, or does Colin do his bit, and then you go on? What's the format? I'm just interested.
Well, I'm assuming that it'll be the same as Trullo, although I might stand corrected tomorrow. They might go, "Oh, no, we've decided it's going to go slightly different." Colin will go on, and he'll do the first half. Then, sort of after the interval, he introduces me. I go on, I do a little while, and then after that, Colin comes back and finishes.
Oh, fantastic! So, are you one of these that I know quite a few mediums who they go on stage and they only get the link the minute they're in front of the audience, or are you one of these who will have your links beforehand? I know the great Lisa Williams always gets information when she's in her green room prior to the show. But when do you first start getting your messages, Alex?
Well, when I first go out there and I'm first facing the audience and I'm saying, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all that, 99 times out of 100, I have got, at that moment in time, absolutely nothing. And that is a very scary place to be.
Yeah, I know that one very well.
And then as I sort of progress and I sort of go, right, okay, now I'm going to start to work. And then that's when it comes in. Very rarely have I got it beforehand. Won't say never. There have been a couple of times, but very, very rarely. And in fact, I had an interesting one. I think it was funnily enough at Bognor Church, where I was waiting. They were sort of like going through the church service and all the time prayer and everything just before it kicked off. And I've got my eyes shut and I saw this lady. And I was convinced that really what I was seeing, because I don't get the links beforehand normally, was a lady that I must have clocked the look of her in the audience. So, but now I'm curious. So when I stand up and start, I look for this lady and she's not there. And I thought, that's my first link. She's my first link. And lo and behold, I go on to describe her. I start working with her. And yes, she was my first link. But that doesn't happen to me very often. But I was convinced that when I looked up and scanned the audience, I was going to see her sitting there, but she was going to be just be one of the audience. So I was quite surprised by that. And although I have had a link, which is very rare for me because my memory is the worst. So I think, Spirit, don't give me anything too soon, because then I'm going to have forgot it by the time I get there.
That's very true.
Yeah. But I did have one in the shower once. It was just a song, and I'm just singing it over and over again in the shower. And I'm thinking, why am I singing this song? This isn't a song, you know, that I sing particularly, you know, not one that comes to mind. But it was, I've got the date slightly wrong. And because it was a song with a date in it. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's the right word. I don't think that's the right word. So when I go on, I said, okay, I'm going to just try something now. And I said, I could be barking completely up the wrong tree, but I think I was getting this for a reason, because I was thinking it in the shower before I came here, and it's come straight back to me now with a slightly wrong date. I said, I think this song means something to someone. And I said, and I think that date means something. The slightly changed date also means something to that person. And straight away, bang, yeah. And then just went in from there. And I thought, oh, that's there.
Right. You are a bit of an adrenaline junkie then, are you? Because obviously you're standing in front of an audience of, say, 900 people, which I know you did with Colin last time round, and you've got absolutely no message for anyone at all, and you've got 1,800 eyeballs looking back at you. You must be an adrenaline junkie then.
I don't know, because I think I'm a bit of a coward. You know, as I've got older, yeah, I was an adrenaline junkie more when I was younger. But as I've got older, I think I've got sort of quite cautious with things I do. Except for that, and every time I get up there, I think, why am I doing this to myself? And then when I come off, I think, now I know why I'm doing this to myself. And my wife always says something to me. She always says something the day before or the day of her event. Are you looking forward to wherever it's going to be? And she said that. Are you looking forward to it? Why do you ask that question? You get the same answer every time. At this moment in time, no, I'm not. I don't know why I said I'd do it. And then it kicks off, and then I know why I do it.
So picture yourself, right, Alex, right, tomorrow night for you, right, and you've just been introduced onto the stage, right, and in front of you is all these hundreds of people, right. describe how it feels to everyone. Explain, please, to all the listeners who've never been done a gallery reading or never been on a platform, never been in front of a huge audience, right? Describe how it feels. Just cast your mind back to the last time and let everybody know how it feels, what it's like to look at all, have all those people looking at you, Alex. Describe, please.
I can only put it in one word, scary. Because I'm not someone who really likes loads of attention in my normal life. You know, I'm the sort of bloke that sits in the pub, in the corner, quiet. So at that moment in time, they're all staring at you, they're all expectant, and they all want something, and you suddenly think, right, it's like jumping off a cliff. Just like jumping off a cliff. You don't know what's going to happen. It's not like being an actor where you think, I've learnt the line. It'll be fine because I've learnt them. I've put in the practice. And if I forget them, the prompter will just prompt me and it'll all come flooding back. You don't know what's going to happen. So it's like jumping off a cliff every time. And then the minute you get that first link and that first one is when they're going, yes, 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 it's like...
Exhilarating. It's almost, I'll jump in. It's a bit like it's like being on one that the highest high, isn't it?
Exactly. I was trying to think of a way to say that without hanging myself over my ears.
Do you know what's springing to mind? Do you know when you're describing jumping over the edge and I'm getting this clairvoyance coming? Remember the game Lemmings? Did you ever play Lemmings?
No, but I can imagine what it's like.
Yeah, they're these little creatures.
Yeah,
they all
follow each other, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just in my mind thinking about maybe we need an app called Psychic Lemmings to sort of illustrate what it's like jumping off that bloody cliff when you first open your mouth to an audience and there is that fear factor that... What happens if the first person says no and they can't take the link? And no, I forgot to put my bicycle clips on today.
If they can't take the link and you try and they're still going, no, 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 whatever, and it's just not happening, I just say, I'm really sorry. I don't know what's gone wrong here, but obviously I'm not connecting with this one properly. I'm going to take a drink of water and I'm going to move on. And I'm going to start again. But every time that happened, afterwards, in the interval or afterwards, they'd come up to me and said, yeah, I'm like really, really sorry because it's the penny's just dropped up and take everything you said. Or they go, I was just too embarrassed. And I smile so sweetly at them and I go, that's absolutely fine. And I really want to smack them in the head.
why do people... I think that, I mean, why do people do that, right? They've come to a live show. They're obviously going to have a chance of you coming to them. So they put. It's always people like near the front row, isn't it? And it's like stony face and you think, you know, dear, you've made me look like an absolute chump because you've gone, no, 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 no. And you were so insistent that I was wrong, but you put Mrs. Jones off around three seats to the right, or you've just fueled the skeptic who's behind you in the audience. Why? And then you might get them saying, because I didn't want my mum to know I was pregnant, or I didn't want the mother-in-law to know that I was having that affair, or I didn't want my father to know that I had flogged his favourite vehicle. There's always a reason, I think.
Yeah, sometimes I think they're just really, really shy, or they just, you know, they're just embarrassed, you know, about being the centre of attention. They want to see other people be the centre of attention and be amazed by, oh, I don't know how he knew that, and it was all right. But they don't want to be the one that's the centre of attention. So when people clap at certain things, I would say, don't clap me. Clap the person who took the message for being brave enough to have all that said in front of all you. I think they're the one that needs a round of applause. But it can be at times a little bit soul destroying. I remember one of my much earlier games must have been about a year ago, 18 months ago. A friend and I did a thing for a charity. And when I stood up there, I came off afterwards and I said, that was dire. I had a 50% hit rate and that is bad. And every single one of those messages that wasn't took, the person came up to me afterwards and went, yeah, I'm really sorry, I could take that. And I thought, I didn't. I had a 100% hit rate, but to the audience, it appeared 50%.
Yeah. But
at that time, I said, that's it, never again. But, you know, you just sort of pick yourself up, dust yourself down. And although I was sort of a bit upset that they, like you said, fueled the skeptics, made you look daft, whatever, I was still glad they came up to me and said, I'm really sorry because, I didn't want to take it because whatever reason. Because at least I thought, I was doubting myself when I came up. I thought, that wasn't good. And I doubted myself. And when I thought, at least you've actually given me the confidence to think, okay, it wasn't me. I didn't get it wrong. I'll try again. You know, so although I always say, don't bother coming up and telling me afterwards. I always joke about that in the beginning. Don't bother coming and telling me afterwards. I won't want to know. I am actually grateful when they do, because at least then they reinforce to me that I didn't get it wrong. And that's important to me. And I think it doesn't, to me, might seem a bit weird, but if the rest of the audience thought I got it wrong, so be it. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
But I like to know that I didn't get it wrong, that I did do my job properly.
Do you know, we're actually disappointing our listeners here. Do you know, I gave your parrot a big plug earlier, and we've had absolutely no sound whatsoever from your parrot saying hello to us.
I know, he's gone really quiet, although he's just climbing on his bars now. But when you first said about him, I thought he was going to really play up. He'd been shrieking. He marched over to his bell and he picked it up.
There we go.
Yeah, he marched over to the bell and shaken it. And I thought, he's going to really play up. He was doing that. The dogs were marching up and down. I thought, this is going to be a disaster. I said to my wife, I'll go upstairs and do this. He's going now.
I take it that wasn't you then, Alex.
Go downstairs.
You're not wolf whistling the ladies in who are listening, are you, Alex? There, really, are you?
I wouldn't dare. My wife's sitting opposite.
Oh dear me, with parrots, and I don't know if anybody heard the coffee machine going off at our end, but it's big. It's good proof that this is actually live, and this is actually in our front rooms. I mean, this is the beauty, I think, of internet radio. It's very live and it is very real, and it's not in some sort of sterile radio studio where everybody's going shh shh. I mean, that's, to me, it's more fun having all these sound effects.
Well, I'm frequently going shh shh. My poor old wife, she always says no, have it downstairs. I promise to be quiet. I promise not to talk. But then she forgets herself and we'll say something and I hear her mutter a comment in the background. I go, oh yeah, or no, or whatever. And I keep looking at her going, shh, shh. So all the shh is me, shh, shh.
Yeah, it's a good one. No, it's a good one. I just, looking at my itinerary here, and I just want to talk about the corny ask your questions. Rather, I'm going to take some live calls, Alex. I'm going to keep referring to these live calls, but I'll do them round about. If people can hold on to it, I'm going to take them probably about 7 a.m. my time, which is 10 p.m. UK time. So in about 15 minutes. Now, between now and then, Do you fancy having a go at these ask your questions? I've got some questions in the chat room, and I've got some questions on the events page. It's on spirituality, Alex, so we're not going to have people asking you what's going to happen in my love life next week. I don't have that type of question. They're more on a spiritual, philosophical level. Do you want to have a go at answering some of these? I mean, they're topics within themselves. I don't know if...
Yeah, why not?
Right, we've got, and I'll just say hi to Wiki. We've got a good question here. Would love to hear your and Alex's views on orbs, as in, are they spirit or are they other substances? Now, other substances, I'm assuming that she means, are they dust or are they bugs? But what's your take on orbs, Alex? I mean, what's your experience of orbs?
With me, the jury is a little bit out. I'm not convinced either way. I've seen photographs. I had a wedding photograph. And the chap that took photographs, he really knew his stuff when it came to cameras. And there were orbs all over it. And when we sort of questioned him and said, look, Mariosh, could that be dust? Could it be this? Could it be that? He was, no, I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. So I would like to think that maybe some of our dear departed relatives were floating around and have come to our wedding. We've also got a little wood near us, Church in the Wood it's called. Lots of spooky things are supposed to have happened in Church in the Wood. I did a late night walk in Church in the Wood with some like-minded people one Halloween. And we just clicked the cameras, and the orbs on the photos were amazing. So I'd like to think they were something other than dust particles.
Now, the orbs you saw, Alex, sorry, I'm cutting in. The orbs you saw, I mean, can you describe the orbs? Did they have a definite pattern to them with the shape in the centre? What did they look like?
Well, they were just sort of circular. And if you didn't blow them up, in some of them you thought you could see a face. But when you blew them up on the computer, of course the pixels go funny and it just looked like a load of dots, to be honest.
Yeah.
Although, going back to orbs, because this is really, really interesting. You know the television programs, Most Haunted, that you had in England and things like that?
Yeah, I've seen Most Haunted.
I'm not slating anybody. This was just in the early days when I first watched them, and my opinion in the early days, which has kind of changed. I'm watching these, and I'm seeing these like orbs and light anomaly things going on the telly, and I'm thinking, what a lot of rubbish. Somebody is the other side of the camera with a torch. I was convinced of that. Totally 100% convinced. Then I went to a friend's house, and he set up all this infrared stuff in the living room, and we were chatting, and he said, we're going to see some orbs, and I'm thinking, yeah, right, okay. And there were hundreds of them. And I'm looking for every logical explanation as to what these things shooting across this little screen were. Because I'm looking at us, looking at the screen, and I'm seeing these things shooting across. I couldn't find one logical explanation. So I apologised to Most Haunted for thinking it was necessarily someone with a torch. It was telly, might have been, but it might not have been.
I mean, my take, I must admit the jury's still out as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I've been to a lot of paranormal spots here and in the UK and captured this orb phenomena. Now, about 80% of it I've dismissed as water vapour. There might have been some dampness in the air, dust particles, bugs. I must admit 80% of them I just dismiss as normal natural phenomena. But the other 20% in some of the photographs that I've taken, I must admit they are something else. I mean, it's freaky where you can take like 10 quick photographs of the same spot, and in one photograph there's thousands of these little orbs, or there's one or two orbs, and they've got a definite pattern to them. They've got a colour. I mean, I've seen brown orbs, white orbs. I've seen yellow orbs. I've seen green orbs in photographs. I've seen blues. And then the very next frame, there's absolutely nothing there. Or what then also happens is you'll have one definite orb that is a certain pattern, and you take a picture of it, and about 15, 20 photographs later, that same orb suddenly reappears somewhere else. You're in a different location, but that same orb is in the photograph. That is not dust, and that's not bugs that follow you. That has got to be something of a paranormal or a spiritual nature when an orb starts following you.
Oh, yeah. I think there's something we don't understand in some of them. Yes, some, you're right. They are just, you can find the logic. And others you can't. As I said, the friend that showed you the infrared camera thing in his living room, he also showed me a picture at one of his paranormal nights, and he handed it to me, and he said, "What do you reckon of that? Covered in orbs." And I went, "It was raining." And he went, "Good, it was."
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I've
that one isn't orbs. It was raining.
Yeah, I've done the experiments where it's been raining, and I've gone out with a flash on the digital camera, and you get these little white orbs. That's clearly water particles. The light's bouncing off the water particles. I've gone into areas of an old house which clearly it's dust, and there's a definite shape and pattern to the dust. I've also been in graveyards where there's been a lot of bugs flying around, and you get a definite pattern what bugs are. So you learn to see what the three possibilities are. It's either bugs, flying bugs, small insect particles, or it's water vapor, or it's dust. So you've got those three for elimination purposes. Then you've got all these other types of shapes, and they're all different shapes and sizes. And you learn to recognize the patterns. Hang on a minute, that orb's been in the previous picture. Or hang on a minute, that orb's round about head height. Or hang on a minute, that orb is of a color that I've never actually seen before. And you then come to the conclusion, what happens, Alex, if these are actual portals and doorways? We hear about them being portals. What happens if these are actually the connections between our world and their world? I wonder if that's what portals are.
I've no idea. But I'd like to think that some of them are something. I like to look for the logic. Whenever anything strange happens, I like to look for the logic. And it's only when I can find no logic will I accept that maybe it's something else. And there's been times with these orbs that I can't find the logic. Mm. But like you said, the jury's out. The jury's out.
Yeah. Another question which I know was asked in the chat room, and I am actually encouraging people in the chat room. Hello again, Wiki, Ollie, who else is in the chat room? There's Greg. Hi, Greg Winfield. There's Randy Joy in there. There's Sherry Crichton in there. Hi, everybody. I am actually encouraging questions to be asked in the chat room of a spiritual nature, and we will do our best to actually quickly answer them. There was a question earlier, and I didn't take note of it, but I'm working from memory. You know, when you connect with spirit, Alex, somebody was asking, and apologies, I can't remember who the person was, that who actually comes through and communicates with you? Is it generally people who are closest to your client, or is it somebody else? And I think the question was, why do certain people actually come through? I mean, it's a general question that was asked.
I think they come through because maybe they just want to say hello, or they know the person has been thinking of them, or they might have something they want to say to the person. But sometimes, when you said about, you know, is it someone that's close to them? It's like going back to the computer again. You get a room full of people, they've never seen a computer, they've all got to learn to use it. Some pick it up quickly, some don't. I think I had a lady and I had a message for her, and it was from her grandmother's next door neighbour. And she said, it's definitely them, you've got everything right, but why would she come and not me nan and tell me these things and then, you know, give me this advice? And I said, well, maybe your nan couldn't work the computer. She couldn't make that connection with me. Try as she might, she just couldn't. But because she wasn't very good at going to a medium, her friend, who's in spirit, her neighbour friend, was good at it. So she said, do you mind going down there? Let them know you are, because she will recognise you, and then let them know this. And I think sometimes that's the way it works. It'll be someone that you don't expect, just because they're the person that can make the connection.
Yeah, that's
does that make sense?
That makes a perfectly good answer, because it depends on the person's communication skills. I mean, the thing that was springing to mind with me was, if there's somebody on the earth plane who was very shy, or imagine there's somebody who doesn't know how to communicate, or I think shy is probably the best word. They're not exactly, when they're in a spirit world, they're going to be any different. They're going to connect with somebody on the other side who was a communicator to let you know that they were there. And obviously, you're going to have people who are better at communicating than others. You're going to have people on the other side who know this art better than others. You're going to have people on the other side who are skeptical. And it is all down to personalities, because personalities are not lost. Just because you go on the other side doesn't suddenly make you a flossy glossy angel. You don't suddenly become this angelic being, this all-seeing being with wings. I mean, you're still very much the human being on the other side.
Oh, I think so. We waited many, many years for my sister to come through a medium. I knew the one she'd come through. The minute I watched him work, I thought one day she'll come through him. And we became friends. But I never let on to him that I ever had a sister. And then, as a treat for my mother, I arranged a reading for her last Christmas with this medium. And he said to her, I don't understand something. So she said, what's that? And he said, he said, I've got a woman in spirit here, and he almost got her name. Her name was Terry, and he called her Terry. Well, and this hearing, it's so, so close. He said, but she's saying, you know, that you had three children, one in spirit. He said, but I've known Alex a long time, and he's never mentioned having a sister in spirit. And I deliberately, in all the years I knew him, never spoke about her, because I knew one day she'd come through him. But the funny thing is, it took her 16 years, because she didn't like talking to people. She didn't like people she didn't know. She was very shy. And I thought, I knew one day she would, but we always sort of joked when my mum used to say, why does Terry never come through? Doesn't matter how many mediums I see, she never comes through. And my other sister said, oh, she didn't like talking to strangers when she was alive. She isn't going to change now, is she?
Well,
and I think that was it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's the perfect thing. And it's perfectly true, I should say. There's the other thing as well. If you go to a live show, or you have a one-to-one reading with a medium, and you really want to talk to your dad, or you really want to talk to your mum, or you really want to talk to your grandfather, that actual action can stop that person coming through.
Yeah, I think it can. I think sometimes it's almost like you're too desperate. You know, like you're clinging on too much, so they won't come through, because they would actually like you to let go a little bit.
Yeah, and there's also the other instance that father might not want to come through at that particular time, or father's not going to come through because he's not the one who can answer the question that you really want to know. So mother might come through, or grandmother might come through, who can answer that question better.
Yeah, I sometimes think that I had a friend, and every time her mother made contact, she asked the same question: who is my dad? And every time the mother would sort of avoid the question, just avoided the question. She just would never answer that question. And to this day, as far as I know, she still never answered that question. Never answered it in life and hasn't answered it in death. I don't think it's that she don't know. I think that she thinks best left sleeping dogs lie, you know. Not important. The man that brought you up was your dad, not your biological father.
Here's a good question, and it's one that I've often asked Spirit World, and it's a question that's been asked in the chat room. Say you've got a father figure through, right? Why do they never give a name? Why do Spirit never give a name? Sometimes, I mean, for me, it's a very rare occasion that I will actually get a name. But why is it that you don't suddenly get, oh, I've got your dad here, and he's telling me his name's George or Fred or whatever? Why is that not a regular occurrence? Do you think, what is it, Alex? Why won't people come so... I mean, at the end of the day, it's the most common thing, most remembered thing in their life, isn't it, the name?
Yeah, I can't really answer that one. Sometimes I do get names. But sometimes when you get the name, it's a name that links with them, not necessarily their name. And I think you'll get the physical description, and you'll get a good description. And they expect you to know, Spirit expects you to know it is from that. But you're right. Why you don't just get the name, why they don't make life that easy, I can't answer that question. It would make life really
easy. This is the thing that's always puzzled me. I'm thinking, well, probably in about 45% of readings, I will get names coming through, and I will say, I've got your auntie here, she had lung cancer and she had these conditions. And then suddenly I'll come out and I'll say, June. Her name was June. And she'll go, oh my God, that was my auntie June. Oh my God. And they go away. Oh my God, he got the auntie's name.
Yeah.
But it
why can't it happen in the first place?
Yeah, why can't it happen every time? You'd think it would. I mean, yeah. For example, say you are and I were now in the spirit world, right? We've got our computer in front of us, which is our connection to the spirit world, and you've got say your wife wanted to know that you're there, or I've got my wife talking. You would think that you or I would go tell her it's Alex, tell her it's Matthew. You'd think it would be the first thing that you would do, wouldn't it?
You would. I don't know why they don't. I really don't. But I wondered, is it because as a medium, is that our flaw? You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't hear it right, or you just don't pick up on it, or you doubt it, or I don't know. I don't know.
I suppose it's also this thing as well, when we're actually connecting, do we actually ask for the name? So if we don't ask, they don't give. And are the ones that actually give the name that frustrated and peed off with us that we've not asked for the name, they've suddenly said it out of sheer frustration. I mean, is it our fault on this side that we're not asking for names?
That is a possibility.
Because how many times do you forget to do the mind chatter when you're actually communicating with somebody in spirit? I mean, I know what happens with me. I'm that delighted that I've got someone's grandfather, that conversation and the head switches off. So I can imagine on the other side, grandfather's going, ugh, this is an uncommunicated little bugger on the earth plane. He's not talking to me now that I've come through. I'm going to go back to bliss then.
I do talk to them, and some people really, really like it, and some people don't. Because when I talk, I don't tend to necessarily do it in my head. Sometimes I do it out loud. Might be quietly, yeah. Might be a whisper, but I do it out loud. Probably
yeah.
Because then I know it's my way of remembering to do it. A similar thing is I went snorkeling once, and my wife said, why are you making that awful noise? You're going, ooh, ooh. I said, it's the only way I can remember to breathe. She said, I can hear it coming up through the pipe. She said, what are you doing that for? It's the only way I can remember the breed.
I think we shall have a music break, Alex, right? Because it's
okay.
I've got to the 7 o'clock cutoff point. Now, what I'm going to do, everyone, is we're going to come back on air after the music, and I'm going to take a couple of live calls. I'm going to hopefully do a couple of live readings. I've got a few callers on the switchboard who have been waiting patiently. For example, 310 area 3 code 310, you will be next, and I will try and get to area code 470. There's 847, there's 832, there's 609, there's another 410. So I will try and get round to some live readings. But first thing, let's because I know both. I don't know about you, Alex, but I could actually just do with a little bit of a drink and just a little bit of a stretch of my legs for 5 minutes. So we will be back in approximately. Now I'm just choosing which song to play. We'll be back in about 5.5 minutes. Here's a Bad Company song. In a minute, it'll play.
Electric
Welcome back. It's Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. My name is Matty James. I am your host on the show. And the guest seat is Alex Bailey from the UK. Now, I just want to just quickly do a quick plug for the live TV show that I go on a regular basis. I'm on actually this Thursday and this Friday. That's Psychic TV here in Australia. Now, just because you're in the UK or you're in America or you're in Belgium or Holland or wherever you are actually listening to the show from, you can actually watch me live on Psychic TV along with some of the other fantastic mediums we have here in Australia by going over to the Psychic TV webpage. That's www.psychictv.com.au. As soon as you go onto the homepage, there is a player there. You don't have to do anything else. It's beamed out live from the webpage. You may have to just join the site, but that's completely free to see the whole show. But the show actually goes out from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night and a Sunday night. So UK, that will be about 2 p.m. to about 5 p.m. On a Thursday and a Sunday. And I am actually on this Thursday and this Friday, if anybody actually wants to watch me live on TV. I'm actually also going to be doing a live platform show with Psychic TV over in Perth in Western Australia. I think it's on the 17th. Which is the Thursday. The actual expo I'm doing is the Conscious Living Expo, which is at Claremont Showgrounds, between the 17th and the 21st of October. But the live show that I'll be doing, I think it's I can't remember. I'd have to check. But I know I'm doing one on the Saturday, or is it the Sunday? But I'm actually doing two live platform shows. Because I'm actually going to be on the Psychic TV stall taking one-to-one readings, so anyone who's listening from Perth, WA, you can actually come and see me on a one-to-one basis at that expo. Now, I will be taking some live calls very shortly. Alex, do you want to just quickly let everybody know where we can actually get hold of you on the internet for people in the UK?
Yeah, www.alexbailey, spelled B-A-Y-L-E-Y, .co.uk.
Okay, and on the subject of the last question that we asked about orbs, I've actually got a quick hello to Kev, who I've actually got in the background. I've actually got in the studio as well, Kevin Elliott. He's got his own take on orbs, don't you, Kevin? Hi, Kevin.
Hi, yeah. How are you doing? You all okay?
Yeah, I was
I was talking to my iPad when you guys were talking, as if I was talking to you about orbs. I agree with Alex. It's something I think to sit on the fence with. Colin Fry has always got the best quote I've ever heard about orbs, and he always says, "Always eliminate the probable before you get to the improbable." And the probable on a lot of orbs, as Alex was saying, is dust and light refraction from, as you were saying earlier, Matthew, about the rain.
Yeah.
It's light refraction. 99% of it is light refraction. I think there's only about 1% which will be unexplained. But it's always eliminate the probable before you get to the improbable.
Yeah, that I couldn't agree more, Kev. I mean, I've seen so much on Facebook, on web pages, where it's obviously dust or it's obviously bugs, but people are absolutely raving about the pictures. But there is that 1%. Yeah, I totally agree with you that you've eliminated the dust particles. You've eliminated its water. You've eliminated that there's flying insects. you've eliminated every possibility, and then you go, it's take those orbs that follow me around on photographs. That's that 1%, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, bear in mind, a lot of our shows, we're using TV cameras for the whole time. And I know for a fact that I can angle a camera to make orbs come up on screen simply by light refraction coming off of the lights, off of the studio.
Yeah.
In fact, we were doing a show one day, and a lady came up to us at the end of the show, and she said, oh, the whole time I kept on seeing all of these dancing lights behind Colin, you know. And she said, oh, it's so amazing. Well, the spirit were there. And I said, well, no, that was the lighting coming off of the truss bar in studio, which was cutting across the camera lens and then being projected on this screen.
Well,
that's all it was. You know?
My beautiful wife, Chris, is actually up, and they were sitting next to me before. Actually up. She's actually up. It's 7:20 in the morning. She's decided not to have a lion, but she's just reminded me of one particular orb that she actually saw before even the photograph was taken. And I was doing a live show in, I believe it was Newcastle here in Australia. And after the photograph was taken, there was this absolutely massive white orb. And Chris had actually seen the orb prior to taking the picture. And another friend of ours, Carmelina, who I believe was probably listening to the show, I'm just going to say quickly, hi to Carmelina. Thank you for listening, Carmelina. We'll catch up with you soon. She captured the same orb in her photograph.
Mm.
And it was actually moving. She actually caught it, a picture of it in motion. The photograph that Chris had taken, it was between me and one of the other mediums. But Chris had actually seen it before. Chris was actually seeing it move.
Mm. I'm not disputing it. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
yeah.
I did say that, you know, that there is a small percentage of unexplained. For example, I went to a friend on Facebook, a very good friend of mine, invited me to a barbecue at our son's house. And I went round there and I met son's partner and his stepdaughter. And they were saying that every time the stepdaughter has a photograph taken, and it doesn't matter who took the photograph or what camera is used, there is an image next to or behind this their child, or this girl, this woman's child, of a little girl. And I said, oh, really? And they got these various photographs out, and I've shown photographs on the iPad and, you know, what they had there. And sure enough, this same image of this same child was appearing next to their daughter. And I looked and I said, well, no, that isn't a little girl. That's a little boy. I said, because if you look at the haircut, it's a bowl haircut. And it's actually quite an affluent child, because it had one of these really nice 15th century style regal robes on, you know, with the pleats coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they looked at the photographs again and they all said, you're right, it is. It is a little boy. You can see that now in the features of the face as well. So that, I cannot explain that. And I've had a conversation with Colin Fry with these photos, and I want him to see the photos. These photos were not manipulated in any way. So it's you know, they were taken from different cameras by different people at different times of this girl's life.
Wow.
But this same child kept on appearing in photographs, and no explanation to it.
That's the definite 1%.
There is no probable to that one.
That's the 1%. Do you want to just reveal your identity is the best way to everybody who's listening, Kev?
Yeah, of course. My name's Kevin Elliott, and I am the tour manager of Colin Fry, and I do theatre production and media promotion.
And you will be putting on the show tomorrow night with Kevin and Alex, won't you?
I am operationally directing the show tomorrow with Colin Fry and Alex Bailey at Bognor at the Regis Centre, yes. And I also think the tickets are all sold out as well, as Alex was saying.
Does Alex know how many people he's going to be standing up in front of yet, or have you revealed it to him this time?
No, I've not revealed it to him this time, because I know, as I say, with Truro, as we've said before, when I was on this show before, I was saying when Alex was first booked, we were on about 400, and it kept on creeping up, and I was saying it's 500, it's 600, it's 700, it's 800. And then the week of the show, Alex, it's 900 people. But no, it's good. He done very well, as I said before. He done very, very well.
Awesome. So he's got like 2,000 people this time tomorrow night, has he then?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know what the capacity is.
Just trying to wind you up, Alex, that's all.
Because
I think the Regis Centre is a bit smaller than Truro, like, so
I think
it's probably about half as many.
Ah, there you go. Your parrot's telling it, his psychic, it knows how many people you're going to be in front of, Alex.
I don't speak parrot, so I don't know about you, Alex.
No, I understand some of what he says, but not that much of it.
I've heard some of what he said, and I wouldn't repeat it on air.
Okay. I don't think we'll go there. This is a family show, and I don't think swear words will be... mind you, I've not got an edit button, so if a swear word said, it would have to be said, so...
I've got a cough button here.
I've got a few effects buttons on here, I must admit, and for example...
Actually, in the industry, when I used to do a little bit of radio, we used to have a little it's technically a pause button, but we used to, in the industry, it's known as something else. I won't say what it is. It's a swear word followed
by
the word.
You can say it. It's an adult show. Go on, say the word.
It's the F button. That's what it's known in the industry. And it's basically, it blocks the air, so... And you also use it if you had an abusive caller come through, because you had about a 5-second delay. So you would hit the F button, and it would cut any bad language up for any presenter or any caller calling
no
in.
No worries. I think I'm going to have to do a live call. I've been promising for about an hour now that I'm going to do some live calls. So I'm just going to. Remind people that these are just going to be snapshot readings by me, Matthew James. They're only going to be about a couple of minutes long. And if anybody actually does want a full in-depth reading with me, to go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. For anybody in the UK and in America, I do Skype readings, and everything is prepaid on the website via PayPal. And I do half-hour readings, three-quarters of an hour readings, and hour-long readings. And I do have some availability in the coming weeks, so anyone who is interested. With that, I just want to bring in area code 310. Hello, area code 310. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Sure. My name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mindy. Thanks for holding on for so long. You've been on for like, what, you've been holding now for about an hour and a half.
Yes, that's fine. I'm actually at work, and I actually took my lunch break, and I came back.
No worries. How's the show? How's this format of the show? Because I know you'll have been listening before.
I like it very much. I'm always interested to hear about the afterlife, and to be able to get those that work with the afterlife commenting is wonderful. I appreciate it.
What's your question? What's your question, Mindy? And like I say, it'll only be a brief reading, but what's your question?
Sure, no problem. I'm always about whatever I need to hear and whomever I need to hear from.
Okay, now what I was actually getting for you probably about 15, 20 minutes ago, but you need to speak up more. You need to express yourself more. Now I understand that you are actually in a work situation. This is actually applying to you now with situations that are going on in work. It's like you're frightened of communicating how you feel, or how you feel or what you feel you need to say to people. And I'm getting a feeling of suppression with you, or a situation where maybe work, you're putting a lot of effort in and you're not getting your just reward. I don't know if that you can place that actually in the day that you're having.
Absolutely. I'm thinking I really do not want to be here at this job anymore, but as an entrepreneur, I have to be here. So
right,
I'm getting close to what I need to be doing.
It's financial matters that actually hold you where you are at the minute. And pardon me, and I know I've got a grandmother here, and she's been eagerly waiting to come through. And I'm losing my voice here, and I know that's your grandmother.
Thank you.
You understand the fact that I'm now I'm actually coughing. That's her means of getting you to recognise her.
Okay.
Do you recognise that?
Not so much a cough, but I understand that.
Was it a tickly throat?
Okay.
Now, is grandfather there as well, and is he the one that's got the tickly throat? Because one
that
of them's given me his tickly throat.
My grandfather was the one with the cough.
Right, because I knew I had no control over that, and I know he was a very strong-willed gentleman, and I know he was overshadowing me, and he was trying to say, well, look, I've been listening to your conversation. I ain't going to give you my name, but I'm going to give you my cough instead, because I did not like my name. And Mindy, I'm not so sure that you're keen on your name either, but you've grown into it, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Thank you. Absolutely.
Now, was it your father's decision to give you that name?
Yes.
Because this is the conversation that's going on in my head, and you're quite grumpy in your mind, but you're very quiet spoken. That's the wording that I've got here.
Okay.
You're very much like your grandfather, but you don't express it in the same way he does. You don't bear a grudge, but you always get your own way in the end.
I hope so. That sounds
you
wonderful.
You do it subtly, don't you? If you were in a heated argument, for example, you wouldn't fire back. You would wait till it's calm in the storm, and then you would get your point across.
That is correct.
Your work situation does not let you express yourself. This is the message for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, my understanding is that you have got an increase in your finances coming. I don't know if you can hold out until March, April, but I don't know whether it's a wage rise then or you are actually doing something then. But March, April seems to be the time when there's a big financial increase for you.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
You're aware of that. Can you hold out that long?
I am doing this job, and there's another opportunity that's coming my way that would be very exciting to do as well.
When is that?
They're searching for the financing right now. It has to do with entertainment and technology. My other financial increase is taking me over actually to the UK. That doesn't happen till spring 2014.
Which is where this financial improvement... And you know that UK one... seems to be the one that is really catching your eye, giving you a lot of attention. And all I'm going to say is that you need to realize that that's your forte.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And you've got to realize that that is going to be offered to you as a permanent deal as well.
That's beautiful. I'm looking forward to it.
And all I'm going to say is, and this is where I'll actually finish, Mindy, because I know I've gone over like my two or three minutes.
Yes.
It's your self-expression and your creativity and the way that you can actually do things in your own inimitable way that they are interested in.
That is correct. It took me 5 years and I finally was invited in for a meeting. That was a 5 year.
Fantastic. So what you've got on your horizon is real. What you've got on your horizon is, let's say, your savior. You're one of the lucky ones that you've got a light at the end of the tunnel, Mindy.
How beautiful is that? And I will be of service when that happens. I try to be of service now, but when it's a little bit more comfortable for me, that is my goal.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing a bit of your life with all the listeners today, Mindy. And I hope that's been a comfort to you that your grandparents came through.
I love them, and I thank you so very much for that. Take care now.
It's a pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure, Mindy. And please keep listening to the show. Thank you so much.
Will do. Bye now.
Bye now. Okay, I'm going to take one more call, and then if we've got time, I'll take a couple more a little bit later on. So I want to go to area code 470. Hello, area code 470. What's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello there. My name is Judea, and I'm calling you from Georgia.
Can you just give me your name again? Sorry, I missed that then.
Okay, my name is Judea, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, Judea. Okay. Hi, Judea. How are you finding the show? Have you been listening to the show before?
Yes. A long time ago, I listened to your show, and I found it again. I'm glad I did.
And how do you like the new format? Because I know the format will be different from last time round.
It's been so long, I don't remember the old format, but I'm enjoying this one.
Okay, I can give you about probably 2 or 3 minutes. What's your question, please?
Are there any messages that you have coming through for me?
Right. Here is a bold leap for me, and this is one of the things I actually enjoy doing live. I like being this, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I like being an adrenaline junkie. But I've got a mother vibration here, but I'm not totally convinced it's your mum. It's more like it's her mum who's coming in, and she is for some reason wanting you to soften up a little bit.
To soften up?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, the reason why she's saying that is she's actually making a reference to laundry. And you know when you put too much, there's too much starch and clothes are all really, really, they're not soft, they're really stiff. Well, she's actually saying that you need to be that nice, soft, comfortable, relaxing. You're not comfortable with your life right now.
I know what she means. By that, yeah.
I know it's symbolism, and I know it's very abstract, but that's the way that she's given this information. She's made this reference to laundry, and I know there would have been a lot of laundry with her. This would have been her life, where it was like constant cleaning and taking the rough with the smooth. She was obviously her life. She's showing me her life in that one bit of information. It was all routine. What she's trying to actually say to you, Judea, is step out of that routine for once in your life. Step out of the work routine. Step out of your usual shoes and go and do something different. She is mentioning the Big Apple. She's mentioning NYC, and she's mentioning travel with you. So she's associating you with staying in one place, and she's referencing you to do some travel for a while.
Okay, yes, I understand that, yes. Does she have any other messages regarding career or finances?
All she's saying to me at this point in time, and she's an insistent, oh dear, this lady, and even though she's telling me off for calling her old because she always thought she was young, she always had a spring in her stride, she says you're on the move. You're on the move, and you know darn well you're on the move, and why are you delaying going on the move?
Wow, thank you.
You're delaying it, aren't you, Judy? You're putting it off.
I got to get over some things. Yeah, you're right. You're right, I understand.
Without opening it up, Judea, that getting over things, would that be a previous relationship or a relationship that kind of didn't work out right?
A relationship or career?
It can be a relationship within a career that ended your career or was the cause of a change in your career, because there's a relationship here that broke down. That's what's being referred to with her. She's been insistent about this.
Oh, it's not a love relationship like a you know, a business professional relationship. Probably.
It's more... She's more on about where you would have dealt with somebody over a length of time, and then that relationship broke down. But there was a passion in that relationship, but the passion as in within you shared the same business ethics with this person.
Wait, is she talking about a love relationship that also, like, mixing business with pleasure?
I think that's what she's trying to emphasize without opening it up. Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't really do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know she's put my foot in it here by I'm forcing her to open up with what she's saying, so she's become deliberately evasive. But what she first was saying was there was a personal relationship that broke down that then had an effect on your career, and then it affected the way that you relate to people in business. That's what she's saying.
Okay. I just have to think about which one. But that's
9 years ago.
Wow, 9 years ago. Okay. 9 years ago. Thank you for that. Yeah, something important happened 9 years ago, but it wasn't love. I know.
But it's had a major effect, though, hasn't it?
Definitely. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what she's referring to. Now, what I'm actually doing here, Judea, is I'm choosing not to open it up because there's a live audience, and these are personal matters that appertain to you. Providing you know what your grandmother's talking about, I can remain in this cryptic sense, because she is definitely saying that you've been hurt. You are a sensitive, you are one of these that have got an emotional shell, and it takes time for you to filter stuff through and come to terms with things. What she's trying to acknowledge is it's taken you 9 long years to actually overcome a situation.
You're absolutely right.
She's giving you the thumbs up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You've been given the thumbs up, and she's actually, I mean, I can hear now the roar of an engine, and I can hear suddenly a car accelerating off, which is an abstract message for you can now put your foot down on the gas, and you can now go flying off forwards into your life, knowing that the past isn't going to creep back up on you.
That's right.
So I'm gonna have to finish it there, Judy, because I have actually gone over the timing, because I'm just trying to keep to schedule a little bit. But I hope that's actually made sense to you, Judy, and I hope you can actually take something from what your grandmother said for you today.
Yes, it made perfect sense. Thank you a million times over. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know exactly
Thank
what you
for...
mean. Thank you. I needed that. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to just take another music break. Then we're going to be into our last 15 minutes. I want to then just bring Alex and Kev back into the conversation, and we'll talk about other things. So I just want to play a classic Jethro Tull song. It's called Teacher. If it'll play, which it should do. Yeah, here we go.
What I call my bed, and I
Okay, you're listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. We're down to the last 15 minutes of the show. I'm Matthew James. If you want any readings from me, please go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Anyone interested in actually seeing me operating live on TV, go over to www.psychictv.com.au. Australian Eastern Standard Time, that'll be this Thursday the 26th and this Friday the 27th between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. I will be actually on Psychic TV. I'll be on the desk. I will be live. I will be in the flesh. I will be taking texts and voice messages and photographs, and I'll be doing live readings actually on the show. And I'm also available for phone readings via Psychic TV on the night. The actual number that you actually call and my PIN number is on the webpage. So that's me on Psychic TV. Now, Alex and Kev, are you still there?
I am still here.
Do you want to you guys just want to just quickly run down for people the format of tomorrow's show, like the before, the during and the after, just giving people an idea of a behind the scenes look of a live gallery platform show with a medium.
Alex, you go first.
Well, it'll start off, we've got to be in Bognor around 4 o'clock. So that means leaving Hastings at 2 o'clock. Luckily, Bognor's only a couple of hours drive. We get there, then Kevin will set up. We'll check the stage out, run through sort of the way the show's going to go, so everybody knows who's going on when. Get changed, and that's it, really. And then we're on.
So that's the medium's perspective. So you'll then obviously, Colin will have done his bit. He'll then obviously introduce you, and you will have your brown trousers on with your bicycle clips because there's an audience all looking at you. And then you obviously you hit the stage. Kev, is it gonna be one of those big screens? Will the audience get to see themselves on a back screen?
Absolutely. It will be a full show with TV cameras, screen lights, and the full works, basically, which we always do with Colin shows anyway. I will get there about 4 o'clock, and I will blood, toil and sweat with all the crew. We will make the whole stage look very, very pretty and appealing. The two guys who come on, they take the glory. And then they finish the show, and then the crew and I will pack all the equipment away, load up the trucks, and head off home.
But from your perspective behind the scenes, you've got all the blood, sweat, and tears. You've got to make sure the lights work, that the microphones are active. You've got all those responsibilities, haven't you?
I have. I've got the ultimate responsibility to make sure that everything works to the T, and that is, as you say, from the lights, from the cameras, from the sound, making sure all the crew are in the right place at the right time, all the crew are doing the right job. They're working to the QT to make sure the artists are ready in the wings, ready to come out at the right time, announcing the artists on stage, because that's when I have to put on my radio voice when I announce the artists on stage, which is different to my normal voice.
Do you want to give us a rendition then of how you would introduce, say, Colin or Alex?
Oh, no, that's embarrassing.
I dare you. Go on, I'll put you on the spot.
The whole world. No, I mean, I've operated in front of 4,500 people live with no button, shall we say.
Yeah.
Knowing that I couldn't make any mistake in the world. But no, we're now talking about transmitted to the whole world, including America. And yeah. I just want to say a credit to the listener who called in, who hung on all the way through her lunch break and then half an hour afterwards. Credit to her.
Oh, I know. I mean, that was that's the dedication. I felt for her because I was thinking I'd promised her that I was going to do her a reading, and she's probably hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and hanging on and hoping. And I know it was real dedication. And a big thank you to Mindy, if you're still listening, for waiting so long.
And if she's still listening now, I send you all of my love and healing. You're a dedicated listener.
Mm. And I mean that. So you bottled it then, Kev? Have you? You're not going to give us your. You're not giving us your voice then.
If I was prepared, I would. Maybe another time, another show, I may do that.
No worries. But obviously, you're going to have some stories to tell of where things have actually gone wrong, like a mic fail or a light popping out or anything. Does anything spring to mind?
Absolutely. Complete camera fail and visual fail, complete. In Norway, we were in Kristiansand, Kino, and the camera operator at the time, he was saying, there's a cable loose at the back of the switch box that transmits off to the projector. And we had 10 minutes before show went up live. And I said, don't worry, I can fix it. He said, there's no way you can fix this. We're working with now a coaxial cable that is... It's about a 10 millimeter coax cable, with the plugs that go into the back of the mixer, and the actual plug that fixes onto the back of the cable had broken. So if you imagine your sky box or your satellite box, the metal screw capsule that goes into the back of your box that screws it in, that had broken. We didn't have any other connection cable to put the actual main link in to go to the projector. It's 10 minutes before show goes up live in front of the whole audience. And we're there backstage and I'm saying, I can fix it. He said, no, you can't. I said, I can fix it. 3 minutes before we were due to go on, I said, throw your camera on. Let's see what we can get. And what I did was I stripped the cable right back and I created my own isolated connection using tape. Stage tape. So therefore you've got your live and your negative going in feed into the back of the picture.
So you're cool and calm under pressure then. I mean that sounds a real pressure part of the situation, Matt.
That was absolutely under pressure. It was big. But I created this connection and the show went ahead and it was all fine, absolutely fine.
Wow.
So, yes, there are many stories. I mean, that technically you could write a book on tour.
Wow.
Of things that go wrong behind the scenes. But you blag it, basically. You bluff it. And the show goes ahead, but people don't realise, yes, there is a problem, but we can't see the problem, what the problem was.
Now, on that note, Kev, I'm going to have to sort of say a big thank you to both you and to Alex Bailey, for coming onto the show, because we're at the closing credits stage. So I'd just like to thank my two studio guests today. That's Alex Bailey, a brilliant UK medium who will be on stage with Colin Fry tomorrow night. And to Kevin Elliott, thank you guys for coming on to the show.
You're welcome. Can I just
You're welcome.
Can I just give one quick plug to a friend of mine?
Of course you can.
Okay. James Whale, for the people in the UK, James Whale, the James Whale, Whaley. Everyone knows James Whale. James is doing an evening with James Whale at the Luton Library Theatre on the 9th of November. Tickets are available via luton.gov.uk. Go on there. It's an interesting night. It's an intimate evening with James Whale. I'm sure he'd appreciate my plug. He's a lovely guy. Go along. I'm going along as well. Go along and you'll meet James Whale and you can find out all about James Whale as he will say it.
That's a blast from the past. I've not heard that name mentioned for years. I used to watch James Whale.
He's doing an intimate evening with, and it's a small audience, it's a studio audience, studio size. So, and people will be able to throw questions at James as well.
God, he's getting on a bit then, isn't he, old Jamesy?
He's a good boy. I like James. He's a nice guy. And tickets are from £10.
Cool.
So it's not an expensive night out.
No, it's
so
not.
It's in Luton. It's easy to get to, just up the M1. So if you're in Bedfordshire or around the London area, pop along, have a look at the website. It's luton.gov.uk. And search for James Well.
Thanks for that, Kevin. Alex, just before we go, because I'm just going to put a piece of music on to just close, and I'm going to do some plugs on my next show. Just let everybody know what your website is, Alex.
It's www.alexbailey.co.uk. And my wife and I are hoping to get along to the James Whale team as well.
Oh, if I was in the UK, I would be going to that. I must admit, that's a name from the past. So, anyway, thanks, guys. I just want to just let everybody know that there is another radio show going out tomorrow night, 8 till 10 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's the Matthew James Medium Hour, where it's just me. I just waffle basically. I did an hour show last week, and I decided an hour wasn't long enough. So it's actually the Matthew James Medium Hour, but it's actually going to be a 2-hour show tomorrow night. There's going to be music. There's going to be questions answered. There's going to be, I might even take live calls if anybody phones, and I will be doing some live readings. I want to thank Mindy and Judea on today's show. My apologies to everyone that I didn't get round to. It's just the format of the show that sometimes I get to do 10 readings, other times I only get to do 2 or 3. We are back on air as Conversations with Spirit in 2 weeks' time. I've got a choice of a few guests. I mean, I'm hoping to get Peter Frodsham on, or I'm hoping to get Katie Keeley on, or it might be Chris Aldous again, or I might even surprise everyone and bring a medium on from over here in the Australia. So watch out for Facebook. Watch out for the show being advertised on Blog Talk. There will be Conversations with Spirit in 2 weeks. Until then, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show today. It has been an absolute pleasure putting the show on. I'm going to close with another Jethro Tull track. So until next time, everybody, bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.
Remember, Psychic TV, everyone, www.psychictv.com.au. You can see me actually on live TV on that show. Bye for now. Bye, everybody. Until the next show, my name's Matthew James, and you've been listening to Conversations with Spirit.